An opposition leader in Burma's popularity skyrocketing. Today is International Widows Day, and openness to the gospel in Japan continues. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Burma, where opposition political powerhouse Aung San Suu Kyi is rebuffing election threats. She's being told to refrain from using language that challenges the army during her rallies. Laws are in place preventing this lawmaker from winning a presidential bid because her late husband was English. President of Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein.
Her popularity has just skyrocketed. She's their hope for freedom. She has stood for democracy and wants freedom in the country. They're trying to find any way they can to stop her from running.
Klein says her election could end government corruption and ethnic genocide. Child victims are now refugees in nearby Thailand. VBB's helping by sending teams.
They've lost everything, and then so when here's a group of Americans come and serve them and spend time with them and show them that they're loved, it's kind of like God's demonstrating his love in a tangible way to them, and they're just so encouraged, and we get challenged and changed. It's amazing.
Are you feeling called to go? We'll link you to VBB at our website. Next, ongoing violence has tragically touched members of the Christian Reformed Church of Nigeria. Believers are under heavy and sustained pressure from extremists connected to Boko Haram. The ministry reports an evangelist, a pastor, and an employee of an area church has been killed and others injured. Christian Reformed personnel from North America are accounted for. Pray for the Nigerian church and for the safety of the staff and family members. This is Mission Network News. Today is International Widows Day. In South Asia, Gospel for Asia is helping restore dignity to women struggling to survive. Younger widows often resort to prostitution or begging to provide for their kids. Today, GFA is offering free medical checkups, skills, classes, and other life-changing resources to widows. Your partnership with GFA could open doors to share the love of Jesus with these women. Pray that they'd come to know Christ as their Savior. We turn next to Japan, a country experiencing unprecedented social upheaval, anxiety, and uncertainty. The disasters of 2011 turned a lot of things upside down. Areas that were once openly hostile to the story of Christ might not be quite as cold anymore. At least, that's been true for OM Ship's Logos Hope. We can't name the staffer for security reasons, but he says,
"This visit was significant in the fact that we expected to find a coolness toward the gospel. And one of the big differences that we experienced was a very warm response to the gospel."
They stopped in Nagasaki and Kanazawa. 80,000 people visited the ship. Many were exposed to the gospel.
During the 2 weeks that we were in Nagasaki, we recorded 50 people that made decisions to follow Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
What now? The local church steps in to mentor these new Christians. It was a shot in the arm for them. Pray the momentum continues.
I had never really seen or experienced such a strong response to the gospel in their history.
And the film that brought the gospel to countless people around the world continues to improve. In Papua New Guinea, the Jesus Film Project is in the testing stages of the Jesus Simplified Script, where instead of dubbing the multiple actors, they have a narrator telling the story. Steve Bauman of the Jesus Film Project says,
"It has taken months, even years in some cases, off the process alone of recording. And being able to do it with such small groups that we've never been able to work on has just exponentially increased what these people can do and reaching the smaller groups."
Bauman says the narration actually mimics traditional storytelling the tribes are used to. Here's how to help.
Prayer is the number one response that all Christians should be doing. And as we pray for these things and see God moving, we believe it is in God's heart to do this and to bring about His word throughout all the nations.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of the devotional Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions, 100 True Stories of God's Servants Who Are Working in the Hard Places. It's a great resource to study by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.